It's 2:30 and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm James Tessier. It's 10 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, it was a night of violence in Toronto as police investigate two murders today. A man in his 20s was reportedly gunned down last night around 8:30 p.m. He was involved in a fight with multiple people outside a housing complex in the Old Finch and Morningside Avenue area. The second man, also in his 20s, was found stabbed many times only an hour later in North York. Police do not believe that the murders are related. A 62-year-old Canadian priest from Manitoba was killed yesterday in Haiti. As Richard Joyle left a bank in Port-au-Prince, he was shot three times in the back by a man on a motorcycle. The gunman took the Canadian missionary's bag, according to police. These attacks on bank customers are not a new crime in Haiti, and police are trying to crack down on it. Joyle was a priest in the Catholic Order of Société de Marie and had previous experience working in the Philippines and Ivory Coast. The Catholic Church has put its hands in the debate on whether to bring a casino into Toronto. The Archbishop of Toronto, Cardinal Thomas Collins, expressed his concern on the effects of gambling in the city. Hundreds of religious leaders from Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, and Christian faiths have already joined forces to condemn the casino project. A strike or lockout has been avoided by a tentative agreement between the Toronto Zoo and its workers. A deal between the zoo and QP Local 1600 had faced a midnight deadline, but for both sides continued talks until an agreement was reached this morning. A strike or lockout would have resulted in issues concerning the scheduling of the highly anticipated panda exhibit. Has anything good ever come from being handed a ticket by a police officer? Fines, demerits, and suspensions are only a few things that await a person who has been ticketed. However, police officers at Scarborough's 42 Division are trying a new way to use tickets to reward instead of punish. Here is my report.
Scarborough's 42 Division Police Station serves the largest area of all Toronto's 17 divisions. With about 250,000 citizens in the area, vast amounts of tickets are given out each year. Inspector Dave Saunders came up with the idea of positive tickets after deciding to create a different kind of ticket, one that is handed out as a reward and not a punishment. Project manager Constable Patricia Hung explains how such a new concept is difficult to introduce to the police force.
So one of our biggest concerns with it would be a hard sell to officers because it kind of goes against the grain of policing. No, it doesn't go against the grain. We say thank you to people all the time, but we're not used to having a tool to thank people with. We just never have had it, right? So it anything new is always kind of have to work at it to get it in. So the officers, the response has been fantastic.
Rajiv Singh is a recipient of a positive ticket. Singh believes that this new initiative will not only help encourage people to do good deeds, but also connect the community to police officers of the 42 Division.
See, to me, it builds a relationship between myself right now and the police community. The police thing on the whole, it's a total different relationship from before. You know, you're always scared of police, and police are saying, oh, this is not right, that's not right. But now, you know, the positive attitude toward everything.
The 42 Division will continue their work with the positive tickets and will try to encourage other divisions to adopt the program. James Tessier, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
Turning now to sports, the cost of Maple Leafs tickets are skyrocketing for the postseason. The MLSE have hiked ticket prices upwards of 70%. Tickets in the lower bowl of the Air Canada Centre that were between $180 and $450 are now anywhere between $300 and $800. Even the worst seats in the arena will cost about $80. These raised prices will make it increasingly difficult for middle to low-income individuals to see the Leafs in playoff action. Canadian hockey phenom Connor McDavid is showing why he's the best young player in the Under-18 World Ice Hockey Championship. The 16-year-old Erie Otters forward was drafted into the OHL last year after being granted exceptional status. McDavid is leading the entire tournament in goal scoring with 8 goals and 6 assists in 6 games. McDavid has already crushed John Tavares' tournament record as he was the previous exceptional status player in the tournament. Canada will face Russia or the USA for gold on Sunday. And in entertainment, Swedish police found illegal drugs on Justin Bieber's tour bus. Police searched the bus that was parked outside the Stockholm Globe Arena after officers smelled marijuana near the vehicle. No charges have been filed in the latest bump in the teen's European tour. Neil Diamond has said that he will be donating the royalties for his song, Sweet Caroline, to One Fund Boston. After Diamond's surprise performance of the song at Boston's Fenway Park, downloads of the song reached 19,000 in the past week. Diamond has said that he is writing a song about the Boston bombings to express his feelings about the tragedy. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. Thank you for listening. I'm James Tessier.